Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
No, I just got a text from my friend Chantel who wants to know what you do in. That's what she asked me. So
what you do in?
I'm going to take a photo of the two of us to send to her. Here you go. Ready? It's a horrible fucking photo of me.
This is an awful way to start an episode, doing selfies for your friend Chantel.
You look so angry.
It's because this is like literally, the intro to this episode, and it can't be edited. You taking a selfie, having fun, and me just being angry. Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese, and I'm in a great mood. With me is Jesse, who doesn't respect studio time. How are you, Jesse?
I'm doing great. I'm just bouncy and happy and just
life is like a trip to the zoo for you, isn't it?
The Camp 20 Zoo, yeah.
The Camp 20 Zoo. Looking forward to the hour slot you booked to wrestle the bear.
Yeah.
So,
what you been up to? What's new and exciting? Have you seen?
I built an ice rink in my garden for my kids. The backyard.
Is that true?
This is true.
My uncle and aunt used to do that for their kids in Cape Breton.
It's good. So it sounds fancy. I got the largest tarp you can buy for $20 from Home Depot.
How big was it? How big is the largest tarp from Home Depot for $20?
Like 30 by 40 foot or something like that.
It's pretty fucking big.
It's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
And then I cut down four trees. And
what?
And then late.
Is that true?
What?
Okay.
I've got an axe. And I cut down four trees by hand with an axe.
You're making this
no,
up.
No, they weren't big trees. They were like, and then I laid them in a square and put the thing over the top, and then it rained, and then it froze, and now we can ice skate. It's great. It's really easy to build a rink in Canada because everything freezes outside for about 2 months in Nova Scotia. Longer in other places.
Please tell me more about.
And now my kids think I'm some kind of whiz. Like, I can't believe you built an ice rink. Me neither.
That's cool. That's very good.
So, they had a great time and they picked it up really quickly. And
so basically, the tarp just filled with water
and it freezes.
And
you need about an inch of water, is what I was told.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's strong enough, I think. But
wow,
I went on there and it started to crack. But the kids are smaller than me. That's the good thing about kids; they start small, so they can go on there fine.
Did we say hello? I forget about that.
My triumphant rink.
That's cool though. That's very cool. I think that's neat. You painted a lovely photo in a picture in my painting, something, one of those things, visual things.
My favorite thing though is for them to skate, and we light a campfire next to the ice, and we sit there and we stay warm while the kids have fun. It's very idyllic.
That's delightful.
You can't do that in Wales.
No, why not?
Because they had snow for the first time in 3 years last week, and it lasted like 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there you go.
That's why.
That's why I moved to Nova Scotia, is for the cold and the snow.
I love winter. It was great. Anyway.
Say that in a few years.
I will always love winter. And I will always love winter.
I'm just going to give you a few years until.
Do you know what people love as well? Something that everybody loves? More than a rink in the backyard? And that's not a euphemism. Don't know why you're laughing. I said it wasn't a euphemism.
I'll skate in your backyard rink.
People love the Senate of Canada.
Oh, yeah. That's the number one thing all of my friends love. When I ask them.
Go Senate. I mean, there are a lot of upper houses, but that is my favorite upper
house. Well, there's a hockey team called the Senators.
I know, but this isn't about the hockey team. This is about the actual Senate with the Senators.
Okay. God, why bring this up? And this better be good. I'm bored already.
So a lot of people, including myself, do you know what the Senate does? Like, are they elected?
Scream at each other?
How much do they get paid? All these questions.
I don't know.
How do you become a senator?
I don't know. I don't care.
But it's quite an influential group of people.
And, I guess.
So I was like, I'm going to learn about and I'm going to see Jesse. So,
can you say that? What's the process again?
Hang on. So the Senate is modeled after the British House of Lords. and consists of 101 members appointed by the Governor General on the advice of the Prime Minister. Seats are assigned on a regional basis. Four regions defined as Ontario, Quebec, the Maritime Provinces, and the Western Provinces each get 24 seats.
Oh, my God.
And the last nine seats are allocated to other remaining portions of the country, six to Newfoundland and Labrador.
You're actually going to teach me about the Senate. This isn't...
Senators have to serve until they reach the mandatory retirement age of 75.
So they have to.
They have to retire.
You know, what if they die before then? Do they prop their corpse up in a seat and like do the whole Weekend at Bernie's thing with strings on their limbs?
I hope so.
My God, that'd be amazing.
I think they just replace them.
C-SPAN would be way more entertaining to watch if that were the fucking case.
So basically, they are unelected. They're chosen by the political class, essentially. They decide who gets to be a senator. People don't vote for them. But they get to decide, they get to oversee the laws that are passed by elected officials.
So nobody votes for them.
Nobody votes for them. But they do have a say in legislation and laws and how the government's run.
How do they get in again?
They're appointed by the Governor General on the advice of the Prime Minister. So the Governor General is the Queen's representative in Canada.
So the Governor General isn't even voted in?
No. She's appointed by the Queen.
So the Queen picks a guy who then picks a bunch
or
of...
Or a gal.
Or a gal. Yeah, well, guys can be gals. That's a word.
I thought guys is a, I was told once that is a micro oppression.
A what?
You should use a micro oppression.
A micro oppression. I think we need more micro oppressions in this world, honestly.
Yeah.
Do we need more micro?
I don't think we do.
I've never heard that term in my life, and I'm gonna stand by what I said.
A lot of people say folks instead of guys.
Sure.
Because you're just a guy is a male word, I guess.
And is it?
It's like saying like mankind would be a micro oppression because you're assuming that rather than people kind. The Queen appoints the Governor General. The Governor General appoints the senators and the senators. The Governor General gets advice on who to appoint as a senator by the Prime Minister.
Okay.
They're not elected, but 101 of them get to oversee a large part of what happens.
And they're so like the Prime Minister or party says we want to pass this bill, and then it has to go through the Senate, and the Senate argues.
They say yes or no.
And that's how it gets passed.
Yes. And they're not elected. So they can, if say there was like a new law that everybody loved.
Well,
but,
how do we know?
But the senators didn't. They could say no and go against the will of the people.
That's, all right.
And also, do you want to know some cool facts about senators?
I guess.
These are Reese's cool facts about senators.
Can you put some music behind me saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool facts about Canada's senators. Fact number one. Senators are paid up to $142,400 per year.
Hold on, wait. Why that? No, that's a very specific number.
Well, that's how much they're paid.
They don't go,
we're going to give you about this every year. You need a number to go into your bank account.
But $142,400?
Yeah. With extra payments for those performing added official duties. Fact number two.
Oh, God.
As with MPs, senators are entitled to a lifetime pension after just 6 years.
Wow.
So,
But they have to stay in the job until they're 75 years old.
No, they only have to be a senator for 6 years, and then they're entitled to a lifetime pension afterwards.
I thought you told me that they have to work there until they're 75.
No, they don't. They're just not allowed. They can work there as long as they want. They can quit, but they're not allowed to be over 75 years old.
Oh, they're not allowed to be? Oh,
they'll kick you out.
Totally
they'll force you to.
I
just want to retire.
No! That's what I thought you were saying. I thought like they were forced to work there
senator
until
for life,
75.
Bro. Senator for life. It's like a gang you can't get out of. When I leave prison, I'm going to reform myself and get a steady job and be the dad I've always promised I'd be. No, you're a senator for life. Also, on top of the $142,400 they get paid, each senator is allowed $150,000 a year for research and office expenses. That's a fucking expensive office.
Yeah, I'm going to go research down in the Bahamas.
That was fact number three.
My mobile office.
Fact number four.
Called a private jet.
I know. My mobile jet office. My jet powered office.
I have no idea how much private jets cost. Apparently $150,000 is
pretty
fine.
Affordable, I think.
$150,000 for a private jet?
I don't know. I think you can... What some people do is they don't own one, but they will
rent
a private jet rather than pay for a flight because they get you can pick them up wherever you are. Go to it. Like, pick me up at my house. Good job I got a runway.
That's right.
fact number four.
Really long driveway.
Each senator gets 64 travel points per fiscal year, which
what's
is
a travel point.
It's like a it's really, like a weird really high game it's a really high value air mile.
Is this true?
Yeah, to be spent by either the senator or an alternative or a senator's designated traveler, which is also code word for a penis.
What?
It's my senator's designated traveler. an office employee or a contractor chosen by the senator. So basically, 1 point is deducted for every return trip from a senator's home base to Ottawa. So those 64, they get 64 return trips a year to Ottawa from, say, you live in Halifax.
Yeah.
So that covers your costs of travel. Fact number five, senators and their spouses and dependent children travel for free on rail, via rail, in Canada. What? And they may travel business class without charge, but you've got to pay for an upgrade for your spouse and kids. So free rail travel. Fact number six, senators can make up to 4 trips a year to Washington, D.C. or New York City for business reasons.
Reese's face gets really excited whenever he says another fact.
And they can fly business class as well, so which is great. Fact number seven.
These are really not interesting. These are just how much money they're making facts.
But senators living 100 kilometers or more from outside the national region capital came up 20. So you can claim up to...
Saying it faster doesn't make it more interesting.
If you live more than 100 kilometers outside of the Ottawa region, you can claim an extra $22,000. So we're up to like maybe $322,000 and all this free travel on top.
Yay.
Senators who travel to countries where tap water may endanger their health are entitled to claim for free bottled water, which is considering...
I mean, that's the whole reason to become a senator right there.
But considering there's so many indigenous communities without clean drinking water,
right.
It's kind of a they need to think about that rule. Maybe they should give free bottled water to the people who don't have water in Canada.
Yeah, that's the takeaway from this episode.
Okay. And senators are reimbursed for membership of Air Canada's exclusive Maple Leaf Club, which is $665 a year for worldwide membership. And fact number 10, travel costs are reimbursed if a senator takes part in political party activities related to the work of the Senate. Basically, they get a ton of free shit.
Okay.
That's the point I'm making.
Well, how can I become a senator?
Well.
Sounds fun.
Not everyone likes the fact that there are unelected people getting all these tons of benefits. And that there's no, the public don't get to choose who get all those benefits and that money.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, it's great if you got that job and you're friends with the people who give those jobs. But since the 70s, there have been 28 major proposals to reform the Senate and to change it into a democratically elected body. All have failed.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So they were put forward, there were proposals put forward to elect them. There's been... so many different attempts by different kinds of leaders. In 2014, Justin Trudeau expelled all senators who were liberals and created an independent advisory board. So basically he said you can't be members of the Liberal Party if you're in the Senate. He wanted them to be non-political or as in not have an affiliation to a party.
That makes sense.
And they created an independent advisory board for set. So basically this advisory board was launched to try and choose them. So instead of the Prime Minister recommending them, it would be put... panel of people would do it instead or something. It's kind of controversial because they want to get rid of it and they want to fix it, but nobody knows how to, and everybody has failed so far. And to become...
Well, just wait for them all to retire and don't hire any new ones.
Do you know the rules to become a senator, though?
Yes, because I'm going to become a senator.
The Constitution
just
requires...
Just for the free water bottle and the travel expenses. Well,
you have to be between 30 and 75.
All right. Check.
Okay. A residence or province of territory for which you're appointed... So as long as you're appointed for this territory, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Province. Check. You must also own property worth at least $4,000 above your debts and liabilities.
I'll work on that one.
Yeah. If you're a renter, then you can't be a senator.
Right. Okay.
So a lot of people that rent.
Yeah. So I have to own a property that's worth at least $4,000? That's going to be weird. But okay, sure.
And also, it wasn't always...
just like a square foot of land somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. By a foot. Square foot of somewhere cheap, like, I don't know, the moon. That's going to be cheap.
Like a cemetery plot?
Yeah, exactly.
Something, yeah.
By a cemetery plot in New York, so it's worth more than $4,000. And also, it wasn't always, obviously, equality is a relatively new thing that people strive for historically. We're not there yet, but
I've heard that.
Yeah, we're hopefully on the path to equality. And in 1927, women weren't allowed to be senators.
That sounds about right.
And the famous five Canadian women who were suffragettes asked the Supreme Court to determine whether women were eligible to become senators. And the Supreme Court of...
I'm glad you find this funny. This is
the Supreme Court is just ridiculous. I'm laughing because it was absurd. So
sure, Reese. Sure. The Supreme Court of Canada, you're a sexist bastard.
They ruled that women couldn't be senators because they weren't qualified persons. And then there was an appeal and they changed it and they then declared that women were persons.
Under the law.
Under the law. Women are people. So,
yeah, that happened in the 30s, didn't it?
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
There's a Heritage Minute about that, actually.
And then 4 months later, Caney Wilson, I think I've got her name horribly wrong, was appointed the first female senator, literally within 4 months. But
oh, wow.
I'm glad that they decided women were people too.
Right? Yeah, that's good.
I think you should be a senator.
Well, I'm not a woman. Do you have to be a woman to get in?
No, you don't have to be a woman to be. No, they didn't approve that all senators had to be women since the 30s. Oh. So women could be with senators alongside the men.
All right, sorry, subtle
difference there.
So the only thing I need is a cemetery plot, and it's $4,000, and I'm good to go.
And you can be Senator Jesse.
Yeah,
and
I just have to find the person.
Can I have some of your credits to go to Ottawa?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. I want to go to the Diefenbunker 64 times a year.
Oh, yeah, we could hold some fucking awesome raves down there, man.
And the Maple Leaf Club Lounge.
Right.
You can go and have the free buffet and free booze.
Honest to God, the only reason I'm doing this. Free buffet and free booze.
Go to the airport. Don't fly anywhere. Just go and live there.
Just go live in the Maple Leaf Lounge.
Use the showers, eat the food.
Just sleep on the couch. Who's going to kick me out?
Right? The Maple Leaf Lounge. Anything goes in the Maple Leaf Lounge.
What happens in the Maple Leaf Lounge stays in the Maple Leaf Lounge.
It's like a tier in reality where you can go and commit any crime and there's no comeuppance.
Yeah, you got to go there like on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. because that's when the orgy starts.
Dog fights, cockfights, and orgies.
Confrontation sports. Absolute craziness at the Maple Leaf Lounge. We are not going to get sponsored by
them.
They
take your phone. You have to sign an NDA.
Yeah.
Take
your shirt off. Rub.
Is it worth
rub chicken blood is all it, over your chest?
How much is it, like $600 a year? That's worth $600 a year.
Totally.
To go and commit any crime you want.
Yeah, it's like the Purge, but just in a small area of an airport.
Do you know what? I did get a free upgrade once. I was doing a film project and we were upgraded on the way back. And I really loved the lounge we were in. I won't say the airline we were with. I don't know why, but I won't.
Yeah, we just spent 5 minutes trashing the Maple Leaf Lounge, but you won't actually say the name of a lounge that was nice to you and upgraded you for free.
It was the British Airways Lounge in Newark Airport in New Jersey, and it was great. I'd never been in a premium lounge before. You could literally order any drink you want.
Oh yeah,
there was a buffet with delicious food.
How expensive is booze in the UK? Is it
cheap.
As expensive? Is it cheap?
No, it's so cheap.
It's just Canada that's expensive as fuck.
And also if you go to a social club, it can be even cheaper. So.
So this is what I'm thinking. Like, I've heard this before. Like, people say, like, oh, you go on cruise ships and you can drink whatever you want, as much as you want. You go in these resorts down south and you just have all the booze for free. And, like, I think only Canadians are getting excited by this because booze is so fucking expensive in this country. And everywhere else, it's so dirt cheap.
Well, there are nightclubs in the UK where you pay 10 quid, so about $16 at the door, and it's all you can drink when you get in.
What?
I mean,
amazing.
It's low quality, like vodka and alcohol.
Oh, after
and
the
stuff,
fourth but, drink, you're not going to care.
Essentially, yes, all you can drink. You pay at the door, and then
oh my God,
you can drink what you want.
That's got to just not the concept of drinking that much, but what kind of atmosphere in an environment that must.
It's horrible.
Though, oh, is it horrible?
It's basically everyone goes their drinks excessively and embarrasses themselves.
Yeah, I kind of want to go in and just see what that looks like.
Yeah,
right? Like,
just people fall out of there, you know, soiling themselves and crying. Really?
Have you been? Have you been to one of these?
No, but I, you know, you go to like, in the UK, there's a big binge drinking kind of like movement. I say movement. Culture. binge drink with me. Join me.
Movement. Oh my god!
Binge drinking. Imagine? Like you'll get people who won't drink,
like marathons, binge drinking marathons that they publicize on TV, like part of the movement.
But binge drinking is like a big, and session drinking as well, where you like start at like 12 in 12 like noon, and you just drink all the way through the day, and it's just
amazing. You
know, like amazing. It's just here at Canada, people say, hey, do you want to go out for a beer? And they mean, do you want to go out for a beer?
You told me this before. Yeah.
But in the UK, a beer is like eight.
Seven beers or eight beer. Yeah, you beat me.
Eight beer. One more than you said. That's how many. So, if you didn't know about the Canadian Senate, I hope you now know more about the Canadian Senate.
All I've learned about the Canadian Senate is how much money they make, which is amazing.
And considering that they're not elected.
Yeah, I guess I learned that too. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, I hope you had fun.
Not really. That's just
I did. I had a good time. That's the main thing. This podcast is for me.
Yeah, I know.
For my enjoyment.
I don't know why you're still having.
So, call to action, Instagram again.
We're doing Instagram again.
No.
Yeah.
No, ignore that.
Ignore it. T-shirts. There you go. Okay. So call to action is go check out our t-shirt store. We've got a couple new ones that you might not have checked out. You just go to our website and there's a merch site. So CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, and then you click on the merch and you can just peruse. Even if you don't want to buy something, just go and check them out. Let us know what you think. Because Reese is very proud of his artwork.
I spent at least 15 minutes on most of those t-shirts.
Right. So. And if you have a suggestion for a t-shirt that you yourself would like to buy, let Reese know. He'll do it personally for you. I don't know why.
I just want to put a caveat. It's going to be related to our show. Can you make a t-shirt with my kids on that says happy birthday? I'm not doing bespoke t-shirts for random people. It's got to be related
how
to the
show.
How
funny would that be? You're browsing our store, right? All these different Canadian Politics is
Happy
t-shirts.
Anniversary, Lorraine.
Yeah. Just in the middle.
Oh god. Anyway, so send us your requests and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening and sticking us right in your ear holes. Just right in there.
Thanks for letting us put our rink in your backyard.